insurance.
Oh, hey, this is Tina from Local Splash. Is this Steve?
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was following up because I saw that you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel. Okay, so what's going on? I think it's a little bit relating to the call tracking number. Is that correct?
That's what initiated, to be honest with you. I got called today on, I don't know what you call it, the welcome or initial setup thing after I had talked to Andy.
Uh-huh.
And they told me that I had to, they were going to have the tracking thing. I had to change my phone number on my website and some other things, and that's the first I'd ever heard of that. And he didn't tell me about changing the phone number. He said they'd be tracking, but he did not say that'd be changing my phone number anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy said, well, I'll have Andy call you. Well, I called Andy, left a message, and then I called the people who handle my website.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, what about this, changing the phone number and everything? And they said, well, who's doing what? And I said, have you ever heard of Local Splash? And, yeah, I kind of heard of them. And they looked you guys up on the web to see what you guys did. And she says that, well, you're under contract to us. You can't be doing that. And we're doing the same thing they're going to be doing. So we're going to be counteracting each other, and Google and Facebook don't want different places doing the same thing. And so.
Okay. So question. Thank you for relaying all of that to me, because I definitely understand where you're coming from. Are you wanting to promote your business in Fallbrook or in Fountain Valley?
No, I just live in Fallbrook. I work in Fountain Valley.
Got it. Okay. That's one thing that I wanted to double check, because I saw some conflicting data out there regarding the addresses, and I thought that's one of the number one things that will throw a red flag with Google. So that's good to know. So you're going to use the same address that you have in Fountain Valley, the 10061 Talbert Avenue, number 207, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's good. So that's consistent. And then the second thing I wanted to let you know is the only reason we put a call tracking number on there is that the Google ads that we bundle with our package, we want you to see the results that you're getting from it, so that if you are working with another company, and this won't conflict with the other company, by the way, if they're doing your website, the Facebook, we don't have to touch any of that. All we do is run ads on the Facebook, right? But we don't have to do any of the updates or anything like that regarding the Facebook. But the website, we don't touch it in any way, shape, or form, but we'll attach it to all the listings and then optimize the listings to show on the first page of the search results. So you definitely don't have to change the number on your website. I apologize if somebody told you that. They must have been new. The only thing that we put the tracking number on there for is so that you could track the results of the calls that you're getting through the Google Ads and through this program. And it's really cool. I know that you'll love it, because what we do in that case is purchase a brand new 714 area code. When people call it, it will still forward over to your number, so you get all the calls, but it will eliminate a large number of spam calls, because a lot of those spam callers are computer generated. So we'll put a press one and press two greeting on here. So, you know, if you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both options will ring over to you, but if it's a computer-generated spam call, they can't press one or two, so those will fall off, and when you're connected, it's an actual client on the other line. Makes sense?
That's logical, and it makes sense, yes.
Yeah, and you'll have all of the calls stored on your dashboard for quality assurance. So let's say that you're working with somebody that you're giving an excellent quote to, and they're, you know, they sound like they're going to be a great candidate, and then somehow along the line, you know, they stand up, you know, falling off the face of the earth and you don't hear from them again, you could go back and listen to it for training purposes or see like, hey, what happened, you know? Or your insurance, so you're gathering a lot of information, and I've had insurance people call me before, hey, what was the address again? What type of property is it? And gathering information that I already gave them. So you could also go to the call and like kind of collect data that way too, you know? So it's kind of cool to have that feature. But you don't have to put it on any of your existing stuff. It's just going to be promoted on the stuff that we're promoting for you, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. But I mm-hmm. talked to these other people, and they said I can't do it, you know. And it's, you know, like a conflict of interest for one reason or another. I don't understand completely. So I just kind of want to cancel everything. I want my money back.
So the only trepidation that I have there is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to the $549 being a non-refundable amount. And that's because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the content creation, the manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. They pump a ton of work into getting this, you know, optimized and to start the Google ad campaign for you. So what I'm thinking is, you know, since you already paid, if you want to cancel, I'm going to respect it because, you know, I want to make you happy, you know, but if, you know, you wanted to get more bang for your buck, I also could maybe push the next billing out a couple of weeks for free just to give you some time to try it. Because I don't know who the other company is or what they're doing for you, but I can tell you that I happen to be in Fountain Valley, California. I'm right off of Slater and Ward, and our corporate headquarters is right off of Slater across the street from the police station, where like right where Silky Sullivan's used to be. And with that being said, like I can't find you anywhere on the first page when I'm searching for insurance. So, you know, that's a problem because the company that you're contracted with, they could be doing what's called on-site SEO, which where they tinker around with your website, put in meta tags and phrases in hopes that you'll get better rankings. It's not a bad practice. It's just extremely outdated. That's how people would, you know, try to get rankings, you know, 15 years ago, 18 years ago, when search engine optimization first came on the scene, right? But now, in order to get on the first page, two things have to happen. Number one, you know, we have to have the availability and also the hundreds of hours of off-site SEO, which means they're programming the listings and not the actual website in and of itself, which is why we don't have to touch the website in any way, shape, or form. So let me just look here. With that 2 weeks applied, you would be paid in full all the way until August 7th. And I'm confident, Steve, that come August 7th, you're going to see such a strong impact. You're going to want to continue with it. But if not, no problem. You're still on a month-to-month program. You could call us a couple of days ahead of time and cancel it, and you wouldn't have any further charges. But that way, you'd have more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid.
And he said I could cancel at any time. He did not indicate that I have to wait or lose any money if I canceled immediately.
That's true. The three day right of rescission, it would apply if your provisioning appointment hadn't taken place yet. So they already did the client interview. They did the content creation, the manual submissions, trusted citations, backlinks.
No, they have not.
So,
they have not done that.
Oh, they haven't. Oh, well, then that's good. Let me see, because I saw all these notes in here, and I thought that was from the client. Oh, if they haven't done that, then that'll be.
The guy called me last week, the first part of this week, and we couldn't hear each other. he would talk and all of a sudden be silence. And then we're saying, what? What? And then I would talk and
I see that in the notes. I see that from Spencer. It says that he was having difficulty with connectivity issues. That was on Friday, right? Last Friday?
Yes. So
okay,
he
and then
called me today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we ran into this thing. And we didn't get very far. All we got was my name, the name of the company, Solid Rock Insurance Services, our address, the phone number, and the website. And it's something that's on every business card in the world, you know?
Right.
And then we came to a stalemate because he started talking about you got to change the phone number on your website and blah, 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 blah. And he didn't say anything like what you're saying. And
well, I mean, in that case, if you want to cancel and refund, I can do it. I'm sorry I didn't look closely. I saw all those notes, so I thought they were from his programming. But when I went back, I do see what you're saying. His notes are consistent with that. He put the connectivity issues, and then it says that he talked to you today, but then that's when you wanted us to call you or, you know, reach out regarding that number. So if you want to cancel and refund, you can. But I do want to just let you know, because I've talked, you know, I've been with this company for almost 14 years, and I talk to business owners day in and day out, and you would be shocked with how many of these horror stories I hear with other marketing companies. And the fact that I'm in Fountain Valley and I can't find you is a big problem. You know, how long have you worked with that other company?
Well, they just, I've had them for years, to be honest with you. And
mm-hmm.
they just did my website, and then I contacted them to do more. And they were changing things around and adding things to the website. And then right
mm-hmm.
after I contacted them, that's when I called Local Splash, and your number was given to me, or your name was given to me by my marketing rep. And so I called you guys.
I see. Okay. So you worked with them for many, many years, so you called them to kind of upgrade and see, you know, if they could offer more services. But in the meantime, you also added us.
Well, I was actually going to cancel with them because I was unhappy. And then we got to talking and said, well, we'll change things around. We'll do this and this. And they've been doing it. And
mm-hmm.
then I called him.
My only concern is that you have such a cool business name, you know, Solid Rock. I'm a believer, so I look at Jesus as being the Solid Rock, and I think that that's something that could really be branded. And I recently, and this isn't the first time you heard this because you're in the industry, but I recently had been with Mercury for over 20 years. In the 24 years I've been with them, I only had one claim, and they dropped me. They said, oh, in California, you have to have X, Y, and Z, and they, like, dropped my policy, and I had to go through hoops calling all these brokers and insurance agents and trying to get a new policy. And in doing so, you know, obviously, you know, I would have come across your company if, you know, I saw it and I would have remembered it because of the name, you know, because I'm a believer. And the fact that I didn't see it, I mean, I feel like that's a missed opportunity for both of us, you know, because I had to get some kind of, I don't know what kind of weird thing they call it, some kind of policy that writes in California, but they're not approved in California, or say, well, it was some kind of weird policy I had to get just so I wouldn't lapse coverage. But, you know, it's kind of scary what's going on in California in the insurance industry, you know, and I know that if I would have come across your firm, you know, you would have been able to help me, and then on your end, you would have probably been able to gain another client too, you know. But if you're, you know, people can't find you, then that becomes a problem. One option that you do have, if you wanted to consider this, Steve, and obviously if you're set on canceling, I'll cancel and refund the whole thing, but $300 would go towards Google Ads, if you wanted to continue. So I could maybe refund you the $249 package, which would include the Facebook ads and the local map optimization on Google. That way we don't have to touch anything that the other company's touching in case they're making updates on your Facebook and we go in there and do ads on it. They may not like that, right? If they're saying that's a conflict of interest. But with Google ads, it's a separate program. It would totally have nothing to do with the Facebook ads or the local map optimization on Google. Have you ever tried the Google paid ads before?
I have not.
Okay, how they work.
I just want to cancel everything. I'm really sorry.
You do. Okay. I'll do that for you, Steve. So I'm so sorry that it didn't work out for you. And please, you know, keep our number in the future. And, you know, if you need it down the road, feel free to call us and we'll see what we can put together for you at that time. Okay.
And what was your name again?
My name again is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So you're going to get an email right now that it's being canceled, and you'll get a second email saying that I'm processing the refund. So even though I'm processing the refund right now, it'll get back in your account, you know, 24 to 72 hours, depending on how your bank works, okay? But you will get the email that it is being processed right now.
And can I ask you a question?
Yes.
The guy who called me, and his name is Spencer.
Yes.
I have zero confidence in dealing with him. If I were ever to come back, could I just deal with you, or do you just deal in a completely different department?
So I don't do the onboarding, but Spencer is a little new. So what I could do is be your point of contact, and then if you were to come back on board, I would get you over to the most seasoned person in onboarding, so you wouldn't have that problem. You know what I mean? So I do that all the time. You know, I tell people, like, look, use me as a point of contact, and if I can't help you, I'll at least get you to the person that can. And if it's something like this, you already had a bad experience with someone that's newer with our company, I would make sure that you would get, you know, the most seasoned person that we have so that you don't run into that again. And, you know, Spencer doesn't do the programming. He doesn't do the optimization. All he does is that first onboarding call. So, you know, what you told me helps a lot because we can put him through more training too, you know, to make sure that something like this doesn't happen again.
So I have a lot of confidence listening to you, you know, and I like you. You're very personable. But
thank you.
And, you know, if I had just been dealing with you the whole time, it would have been a slam dunk. Would be these ongoing, but this is...
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but it's good feedback for me to pass on to, you know, the executive team too, you know what I mean? So I appreciate that, and you telling us, you know, Spencer's not going to get in trouble or anything like that, but definitely they'll put him through more training to make sure that, you know, he has to at least be competent in the product. And because I've been here, you know, my anniversary, the 14th anniversary, is coming up on July 25th, and I've been here for so long, and I've seen this change lives of business owners that we work with. I have a lot of passion for this, you know, but there's some people that may be new that don't fully understand it all, and that could affect how it comes across on the phone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. But I texted you my direct line, so if you need anything in the future, just feel free to call me, okay? Oh, actually, it didn't come through. This must be a landline, huh?
Yes, we're on a landline.
Okay. I can send it to you on an email. That way, if you ever need anything, you can call me, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Tina.
You're welcome. I appreciate you. Have a nice weekend coming up, too.
I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you.
I will. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.